This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hello, I'm Nicholas Hines with QNN News. The Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police has formally apologised to the LGBTQI+ community for what he says is a history of unacceptable harm caused by enforcement of anti-gay laws. Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton says he is also sorry for the really terrible behaviours gay and lesbian police officers have been subject to at work. Mr. Ashton's comments come months after a report showing homophobic and transphobic threats, jokes and banter often go unchallenged within the force. The president of the Police Association of New South Wales has wrongly implied that HIV can be spread by saliva or biting. The comments from Police Association President Tony King follow an incident in New South Wales in which a man who claimed to be HIV positive allegedly bit one police officer and assaulted a second. A Daily Telegraph article quoted police officers demanding mandatory testing of any suspect who exposed emergency personnel to bodily fluids. LGBTQI+ community health provider ACON has condemned the comments, saying they are many decades out of date with the current understanding of HIV transmission and treatment. Australian Grindr users have been subject to an organised campaign by internet scammers soliciting credit card details. Grindr users have been bombarded by scammer profiles trying to get them to sign up to a fake dating website, which then charges their credit cards without permission. Detective Acting Superintendent Richard Puffett told the Star Observer any victims of the scam should contact the police in their state or territory. A group of LGBTQI+ video creators is taking YouTube to court over accusations of discrimination. The US lawsuit alleges YouTube discriminates against LGBTQI+ creators by suppressing their content, restricting their ability to sell advertising, and culling their subscribers. The suit adds to allegations against the video streaming site that it enforces its policies unevenly and gives a pass to producers with large audiences, even when their content is hostile to the LGBTQI+ community. The leader of Poland's ruling party has announced that the travelling theatre of LGBT pride marches must be unmasked and discarded. The Conservative Law and Justice Party has targeted the LGBTQI+ community as a key campaign issue, depicting them as undermining Catholic values. The Polish LGBT+ community has united in defiance of the growing hate in the Eastern European country, with thousands joining the IamLGBT hashtag on Twitter. And finally, LGBTQI+ people living with disabilities calling on the wider gay community to be more inclusive and address internal discrimination. Speaking at the launch of London's first ever Para Pride, several LGBTQI+ activists said venues need to be more accessible and the community needs to address how it views disabled people. LGBTQI+ rights organisation Stonewall estimates there may be almost 1 million LGBTQI+ people living with a disability in Britain alone. That's your QNN update for this week. I'm Nicholas Hines. Here's Tanya with sport.
Renowned sports writer with The Guardian, ESPN and TalkSport, Nikki Bandini has come out as transgender. The journo says it took her 3.5 decades to announce the news, but says she's written her last article under the name Paolo. Bandini was inspired after seeing queer protagonists stand up to discrimination at the Women's World Cup, but would prefer it if people were just accepted and didn't have to come out. On the back of Australia's new transgender guidelines, the England and Wales Cricket Board is reviewing its own trans inclusion policy ahead of the semi-pro Women's League in 2020. Binary trans people can currently play in the men's or women's domestic teams based on their identified gender under a socially inclusive policy, but now the guidelines at elite level will be assessed to make sure they're in line with the International Cricket Council's medically driven standards. The board also say they will be looking at creating a different policy for community cricketers and elite cricketers following in Australia's footsteps. And finally, Major League Soccer club Real Salt Lake has sacked head coach Mike Petke for shouting anti-gay slurs at a referee during the team's match against Mexican team Tigers. Petke allegedly screamed the slur of puto, which is commonly used in Spanish-speaking countries, and also wrote it on a sign for refs after the match. The Salt Lake City-based club initially suspended Petke without pay for 2 weeks on top of a 3-match suspension and $25,000 fine from MLS, but say he won't be returning as his behaviour isn't in line with club values.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.